time. It has to be done, after all. It must be done. It will be done. And the sweetness and the acceptance creeps in from the edges of my mind. Peace. The heavy, slow trudging that accomplishes the work also stills and quiets my mind. This is what I'd lost as I raced faster and faster, turning my work over to machines. This ability to give myself to a task that quiets the mind and leaves me with a bone-deep, tired sense of contentment. "I'm tired, but it's a good tired," Rich said once after bringing in the hay. At first I thought he was crazy. How can it be good to be tired? But now I know what he means. It's a different sense of tiredness than the weary, wired sense of mental exhaustion that comes from racing too fast. Working hard, deep, and slow, I never had this experience before I came to the farm, but it is its own kind of elixir, bitter at first, but soothing and warming in the end. I wouldn't have chosen to drink it by myself. I did it because I fell in love with Rich, because I wanted to be part of his world and prove myself strong enough to work beside him. I wanted to be a proper mate, not just a stupid city girl. But having thrown myself into it, I find that the work itself has its own rewards. Today, as I trudged through the rain, dragging the heavy trolley, I found myself smiling. In the end, it has everything to do with meaning. I find meaning in what I'm doing, and so I have a serene little separate microclimate in my head of pleasure, despite the mud and the wet. My work isn't meaningless. It isn't dog work. It means something. The heavy bags are food for the goats, our goats. Providing food for the animals, which will provide food for us, stitches me firmly into the wheel of belonging on the farm. My labor isn't random or empty. It makes me part of a larger whole. I remember an anecdote about U.S. President John F. Kennedy's visit to the NASA Space Exploration Headquarters, during which he stopped to speak to the janitor. "And what do you do here?" Kennedy asked him kindly. "I'm helping to put a man on the moon, sir," the janitor replied. The man wasn't just mopping floors. He was part of something larger. Human beings, it appears, experience happiness when we feel we're part of something bigger than ourselves. For me, this means being part of the complex and interwoven molecule that is the farm, as intricate and exact as a snowflake. Each piece is connected with every other piece. I love Rich, and I came to live on the farm with him because this is where he lives. I would have lived on the moon with him, or in the city, or in a tent. But now...